seven APEX groupings came together, and these are the Loa, Protec, CESA, PTUZ, Zinta, Tools, as well as Polars. We came together and unanimously agreed that we are sending a very clear ultimatum to government that within 48 hours they must engage us, call the Joint Negotiating Council, so that we start deliberating on the way forward, failure of which we are going to meet on Thursday and decide as to what to take, because I think the options given unto us are now very few, and we are not going to be held responsible for whatever will happen come Thursday.
Public Service Minister Ms. Lucia Matuenga ordered Apex Council to put its house in order first before she resumes negotiations. Have you done so?
That is not your business. As far as we are concerned, Apex held the elections that were conducted by a very senior government labor officer. Everything that we did was above board. Cecilia Alexander was smelling defeat. She retreated and wants to act in cahoots with certain people, possibly including the minister. And we are not going to accept that, because as far as we are concerned, we cannot allow a situation where one person stands in front of the train and says, this train will not move because I'm not the driver. As far as we are concerned, we have come to a point where civil servants have said, we are suffering, it's time for us to call the dissenters to act. We are sending a very clear message. If government wants to decide to side with the Cecilia Alexander, come Thursday, you will see what's going to happen.